In a recess appointment during the lawmakers' August break will last until the next session of Congress, which begins in January 2007. Iran has agreed to a two-day delay in reopening its nuclear processing plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency has been urging Iran not to jeopardize its negotiations with the European Union. The UN's Atomic Energy Agency chief, Mohammed El-Baradei, urged Iran to continue the negotiation process with European negotiators and not take any action that might stall the process at this critical stage. So far, it has worked. Britain, Germany, and France have been negotiating with Tehran in an attempt to persuade the country to drop its enrichment program in return for incentives. And the Air National Guard is the thorn in the Pentagon's side. Rumsfeld's Air National Guard plan is expected to hit the president's desk sometime this September. Rumsfeld's proposal would shift people, equipment, and aircraft at 54 sites where Air Guard units are stationed. Half would grow, with the rest slated for closure or downsizing, including many units that would continue to exist with no planes assigned to them. Pennsylvania and Illinois have filed lawsuits to stop the Air Guard changes, arguing the federal government is out of bounds because it failed to consult the states. Other states are expected to join the fight. Roughly 106,000 members serve in the U.S. Air National Guard. Saudi Arabian King Fahd died today at the age of 84. His half-brother, 81-year-old Crown Prince Abdullah, is his successor. The prince has been helping the king run the country since he suffered a stroke in 1995. The White House was informed of Fahd's death about 2:30 a.m., and President Bush was told when he began his workday in the Oval Office at about 7. Bush called Abdullah and expressed condolences over Fahd's death and congratulations on his accession. Prince Abdullah, now King of Saudi Arabia, initiated changes in his country after September the 11th, which was carried out by the 19 Arab hijackers. 15 of them were Saudi Arabian. And Novak has gone into defense mode. The syndicated columnist admits he revealed Valerie Plame's name even after an agency official told him not to. Novak says he was never warned that naming former CIA undercover operative Valerie Plame would endanger her or anybody else. Novak broke his silence on the controversial case in a column today. His comments come 2 years after he first disclosed Plame's identity in an article citing two senior Bush administration officials as sources. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Randy Rose.
Now, with Richard Nixon, we had to ask, what did the president know and when did he know it? And with Bush, you have to ask, when did he plug his ears and how long did he leave them plugged? You have to ask, how much of the obvious will he admit is true? And when will he do that? You have to ask, How many messengers did he kill, and how many did he say were with the terrorists? And how many times will we be attacked during the investigation?
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Sending Ambassador Bolton to New York with my complete confidence. Ambassador Bolton believes passionately in the goals of the United Nations Charter to advance peace and liberty and human rights.
That was the moron introducing somebody who would like to destroy the United Nations. God, don't you love it? Don't you just love the way these people treat the truth as if it were some street whore? It just never, ever stops, does it? Hey, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Are we going to play that one again? Okay, yeah. There's more to that soundbite. We'll have the whole thing for you here in a moment. Welcome to Monday evening on The Malloy Show. Almost fell out of my chair when Kathy played that. Jesus. Hey, Andrea Koppel, yeah, Ted Koppel's daughter. I've spent the past 4 or 5 years trying to figure this young woman out, what her agenda is. Everybody has an agenda. I don't care. Everybody has an agenda. Don't let anyone tell you that people in media don't have an agenda. Now, a good media person is someone who doesn't let their agenda leak through. You see what I'm saying? A good news person. But any media news guy or gal who says, "Oh no, I play right down the middle," is a liar, or thinks you're a nutcase, because they all have everybody has an agenda. And again, what you're supposed to do if you go to work in as a news gatherer or news reporter is try to suppress your own personal agenda. Right? Of course. Andrea Koppel, though, over the years that I've been watching her, she occasionally lets it leak through. Well, today, oh my God. Did y'all see this morning when, what's your name, Darren Kagan was anchoring? What's your program that comes on right after American Morning? It starts at 10 o'clock. This is probably about 11:30 in the morning. And it was after, or just before Bush made his announcement. I think it was just before. So Darren Kagan, the CNN anchor, is about to toss to Andrea Koppel, the White House reporter, or the State Department, or whatever. I guess Andrea works at the State Department. And after listening to this, you got to ask yourself, shouldn't Andrea Koppel be working for Fox News? Wouldn't she be happier there? She's worse than Candy Dainty Bites Crowley. Now, listen, I want you to hear Darren Kagan flips the feed to Andrea right before Bush made his announcement of the Bolton recess appointment. Here's what Darren Kagan said. She's addressing Andrea Koppel's split screen. And Darren says, "Andrea, some news coming out from the State Department saying that there was a questionnaire that John Bolton answered. And the reports are he said he had never taken part in any kind of investigation over the last 5 years. What's that news out of the State Department, please?"
Well, it actually came from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It's just pro forma. Anytime you testify for a nomination before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee or any other committee, you sign apparently this form that says that you have never given an affidavit or had to testify in any kind of investigation in the last 5 years. John Bolton signed this saying he hadn't. Turns out a couple of years ago he did give some kind of private testimony to the Inspector General here at the State Department regarding whether or not there was uranium, I believe it was, in Niger. So it was one of those sort of Democrats trying to split hairs really at the last minute. It was an 11th-hour attempt, primarily by Senator Barbara Boxer of California, to try to keep what we're about to see happen go forward.
Can you believe this? Huh? So here's Andrea Koppel. What a shame. It turns out a couple of years ago, she says, he, Bolton, did give some kind, hell, I don't know, I'm just a State Department correspondent, why would I know? Some kind of private testimony here at the State Department regarding whether or not there was uranium, I believe it was, in Niger. What? Andrea Koppel, CNN State Department correspondent?
Whether or not there was uranium, I believe it was. I don't know. It might have been Swiss cheese. I have no idea. But in Niger, or...
A lie of this magnitude is no big deal to Andrea Koppel. It was a basis for Bush's phony global war, and tens of thousands of people are dead and maimed, and Andrea Koppel stands there and says, well, there was some kind of private testimony. Oh, I don't know. Whether or not there was uranium, I believe it was, in Niger. Jesus H. God! And then when she says, so, you know, it was one of those sort of Democrats trying to split hairs, really, at the last minute. Oh, boy. I wish I didn't have a censor in New York, because I really would like to say something vile and filthy about Andrea Koppel's lies. But I can't. And then she says, it was an 11th-hour attempt primarily by Senator Barbara Boxer of California to try to keep what we're about to see happen go forward. No, Andrea, no. It was a case of your little pig rat Bolton lying under oath. Andrea, that's all. I assume it's a sworn statement since you don't know if the affidavit, you have no idea what it's about. You don't even know if it's in Niger. You don't even know if it's about uranium. But let's assume, Andrea, huh? Sweetie, let's assume, oh, I love your hair today. You ought to, that's not that lightning that you did. That's really, okay. Yeah, that's great. You're such a wonderful, wonderful State Department correspondent, Andrea. But let's just assume for a minute that Bolton did lie. Because that's what it appears happened, Andrea. John Bolton was part and parcel to a war. And by the way, Andrea, why hasn't your cute little ass signed up? Huh? Why don't you? Come on. Get out of the State Department. Andrea, you're pretty healthy and strong. Pick up a weapon. Go to Iraq.
I believe, whether or not there was uranium, I believe it was in Niger. So there are Democrats trying to split hairs at the last minute to prevent the appointment of this really wonderful man, John Bolton, who actually kind of looks like Captain Kangaroo on a bad acid trip. Have you ever noticed that, Darren?
Jesus, God Almighty. These second-generation reporters, like, what's his name? Chris Wallace. He's another one. Mike Wallace's son, Chris Wallace, who almost choked to death when he worked at ABC or CBS or wherever the hell he worked, trying to just do straight news reporting. So they finally funneled this little amoeba over to Fox, where he belongs. Have you ever seen any less well-equipped news person or anchor person or on-camera person than Chris Wallace? Well, as a matter of fact, Andrea Koppel. Jesus. Oh, my God. And we wonder why everybody in this country is so misinformed or ill-informed or not informed or uninformed. Last-minute maneuverings by Democrats to stop what's about to happen now. Don't you love it? Here's part of what's about to happen now. Here's Bunny Pants himself.
The United States Senate held thorough confirmation hearings, and a majority of United States senators agree that he is the right man for the job.
That's not the way it works!
Yet because of partisan delaying tactics by a handful of senators,
that's the way it works!
John was unfairly denied the up or down vote that he deserved.
Don't forget the last three words there. Yeah.
As a result, America has now gone more than 6 months without a permanent ambassador to the United Nations.
Oh!
This post is too important to leave vacant any longer, especially during a war and a vital debate about UN reform. So today I've used my constitutional authority,
my cowardice,
to appoint John Bolton to serve as America's ambassador to the United Nations.
Don't you love the line, this post, UN ambassador, is too important to leave vacant any longer, especially during a war?
That John Bolton helped me fabricate evidence to justify! Oh my God!
I know it's true. Cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true. Oh, so true.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? A recent USA Today article states some of the sharpest minds on Wall Street are betting you'll make more money in metals than Microsoft in the next few years. The facts are, gold has given investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks in the last few years. Some experts predict it could more than double, even triple in price from today's value. Blanchard & Company, America's largest retail dealer in gold and precious metals, wants to help you start protecting and growing your savings with this special limited time offer. Gold, American Eagle coins at only 1% above cost. Once you experience how easy and profitable gold investing can be, you'll work with Blanchard to build an even stronger protection against stock market uncertainty. In addition, Blanchard will buy back your gold at any time you want to sell. Call 800-480-7790 and buy Gold American Eagles at 1% over cost. 800-480-7790. Don't miss out. Call 800-480-7790.
I feel very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Good God. Okay, we've had Andrea Koppel. We also, on Oberman's program tonight, the woman substituting for him played a piece of tape when Bolton entered the UN building today. Did you hear all the boos? Now, you know, take your pick. Either those were staff members from diplomats who work at the UN, or diplomats themselves, or protesters. I don't know. But I will guarantee you this. Those are not protesters. The United Nations police letting people in the UN building to protest? That's like Bush letting in people for a real town meeting. All right, here's Bunny Pants again announcing the Bolton recess appointment. You know, considering everything that we know about Bolton, And even the knuckle draggers, the Republicans, the neo-fascists, these mouth breeders, you know, the ones that have their gullets pumped full of garbage by Rush and Hannity and the rest of these people. Everybody knows about Bolton now. So it's hard to believe that Bush can make this statement with a straight face until you stop and consider he doesn't know what the hell he's saying. Somebody hands him a sheet of paper 5 minutes before he walks out. He reads it. Here's what he said today.
I'm sending Ambassador Bolton to New York with my complete confidence. Ambassador Bolton believes passionately in the goals of the United Nations Charter to advance peace and liberty and human rights. His mission is now to help the UN reform itself to renew its founding promises for the 21st century. He will speak for me on critical issues facing the international community. And he'll make it clear that America values the potential of the United Nations to be a source of hope and dignity and peace. As he embarks on his new assignment, Ambassador Bolton will bring tremendous wisdom and expertise. Over the past two decades, John Bolton has been one of America's most talented and successful diplomats. He's been a tireless defender of our nation's values and a persuasive advocate for freedom and peace.
Yeah, okay. And when I say peace, I'm really talking about war, you know what I mean? How many backflips, how much insanity, how much acid, how much dry drug, how much coke user do you hear in what he just said? Ambassador Bolton believes passionately in the goals of the UN Charter. Of course, he doesn't believe the UN has any authority. He will speak for me on critical issues? Oh, really? How scary is that? And you make it clear that America values the potential of the United Nations? Of course, America really should be the only nation on the Security Council, according to Bolton. Bolton will bring tremendous wisdom and expertise? Oh, Jesus! Over the past two decades, John Bolton has been one of America's most talented and successful diplomats. What, when he was helping me steal the election? When he was helping Reagan murder people in Central America? When he was forging documents? When he was lying? But you see, Bush knows that Andrea Koppel is waiting in the wings. Bush knows that Darren Kagan is waiting in the wings. Bush knows that Candy Crowley is waiting in two or three wings. Bush knows that Limbaugh is out there and Hannity. Who was it? Where was it? Bob Geiger Blogspot? He says John Bolton really doesn't care if he goes to the UN with less credibility than Jesse Helms at an NAACP convention. Well, of course not. These people don't care. This is a joke. It's an entire joke. Bolton said there's no such thing as United Nations. If the UN Secretary building in New York lost 10 stories, it wouldn't make a difference. Bolton said, if I were redoing the Security Council today, I'd have one permanent member because that's a real reflection of the distribution of power in the world, the United States. Bolton said on North Korea, a sounder U.S. policy would start by making it clear to the North Koreans that we are indifferent to whether we ever have normal diplomatic relations with them or not. On the United Nations dues, Bolton said, treaties are law only for U.S. domestic purposes. In their international operations, treaties are simply political obligations. On the International Criminal Court, Bolton said, support for the International Criminal Court, you sons of bitches! All right, I added that. It's based largely on emotional appeals to an abstract idea of an international judicial system unsupported by any meaningful evidence. Where's Mr. Green Jeans? I'm tired of talking this crap. John Bolton said, diplomacy's not an end in itself. It isn't an end in itself if it doesn't advance U.S. interests. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You know, can't you see Bolton at the podium at the U.N., setting policy, talking peace, chasing people around, throwing staplers? Where's Nikita Khrushchev when we need him, huh? I'd like to see Khrushchev standing there with his shoe, beating the living hell out of Bolton's head. Wouldn't that be fun? Bring back the Cold War, Jesus God! At least the enemy during the Cold War lived in Russia!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Mike Rowe. My life's a mess.
You're really mucky and ucky.
Did you say mucky and ucky?
Yeah. Whoa.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
But that is just the way I like it.
That is a very unique smell.
Because I'm the host of Dirty Jobs, Discovery's new series that salutes the unsung heroes who get their hands dirty every day.
You're going to get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Dirty Jobs.
Guys, thanks a little.
So it's not you?
Tomorrow at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420, ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award-winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather it's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, you should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head...
No.
What?
Nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I...
Nope.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Are you gay? Are you sure? Hi friends, this is Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Tuesday for a very special morning sedition. If you think you might be gay, there are people who can help. Christian therapists across the country are standing by, waiting to cure you of your homosexuality. Tomorrow we'll talk to journalist Mark Benjamin, who went undercover to one such therapy group. We'll also talk to our show's own closet case, Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. That's Tuesday's morning sedition.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour, I've gotten emails here from several people about the real reason Bolton is going to the UN is to start World War III. I wouldn't be surprised. This really is a wicked bunch of androids. I'm astonished over and over and over again. In a just society, these people from Elliot Abrams to Cheney to Bolton, the rest of these people, would have been put on trial and sentenced to long, long prison terms. But we don't live in a just society. We live in the United States of America. We live up to our eyeballs in corruption. The rest of that thing Bob Geiger wrote at the Bob Geiger blog spot He writes, like an addict who doesn't care how he gets his fix, just so he gets it, John Bolton really doesn't care if he goes to the UN with less credibility than Jesse Helms in an NAACP convention. While we cannot confirm reports that Bolton actively lobbied the White House for a recess appointment, but don't you just know that he did? He sure jumped at the chance to accept the back door to the UN. Richard Holbrooke, whom Republicans delayed for 14 months as Bill Clinton's nominee to the UN, refused to bypass the Senate with a recess appointment, saying that it would introduce him to the world body with no credibility or authority. Holbrooke understood that the job and massive responsibility to go with being America's chief diplomat outweighed personal ambition and political agenda. In other words, country first, me second. Given that selfishness has always been a central tenet of Republican ideology, should we have expected Bolton to show Holbrooke's wisdom, humility, and class? Obviously not. Oh, man. These people are such scum. Maybe, just maybe. I don't know. You've got to wonder. Let's supposing you're a diplomat at the UN from some European country, and you have to put up with America now. You have to put up with the United States. Supposing you're a diplomat from some South American country, Central, anywhere in the world, with the possible exception of China. China couldn't care less about the United States. As soon as they want to pull the trigger on us, they're not going to launch nukes. They don't have, no, uh-uh. All they have to do, cash in all that paper that they're holding on the United States. And everything collapses here. Not just the real estate bubble, everything down the toilet. So China really doesn't care. You know, China just sitting back, getting itself ready to become the dominant force on the planet. Starting around, 2050, and continuing for the rest of recorded humanity. But can you imagine if you're not the Chinese ambassador? Let's supposing you're Uruguayan or from South Africa, Morocco, Sweden, India. And in walks this miserable bastard John Bolton, who sits up there with the full force of a psychopathic dry drunk and the worst military power ever assembled behind him. What are you going to do if you're that ambassador? You're going to sit there like a good little bitch, and you're going to listen to every single word that Bolton says. And if he says it's time to feel froggy, you're going to jump. But in your heart, you're going to hate him, aren't you? Huh? You're just going to hate him. My God. 5 months ago, New York Times bemoaned the nomination of John Bolton. That's how long it's been. 5 months. What did Bush say today? 5 months ago.
5 months ago, I nominated this, guy, and I can't get an up or down vote.
The reason you can't, moron, is because that's not the way it works. Oh, never mind. March 9th, 2005. New York Times editorial mentions Bolton being a former Jesse Helms protege. In their screed against Mr. Bolton, New York Times said America should stop worrying about China. In 1999, when Bolton was senior vice president of the American Enterprise Institute, Mr. Bolton wrote a column in the Weekly Standard advocating that the United States just go ahead and give Taiwan diplomatic recognition, despite the fact that this purely symbolic gesture was a point on which China had repeatedly threatened to go to war. Bolton made this argument, quote,
diplomatic recognition of Taiwan would be just the kind of demonstration of U.S. leadership that the region needs and that many of its people hope for. The notion that China would actually respond with force is a fantasy, albeit one the communist leaders welcome and encourage in the West, end quote.
This dumb bastard, is it? Oh, it is really funny, except when you stop and think that Bolton could trigger a war so intense that you, your right-wing devil, you and your wife and your grandchildren and that favorite son of yours who is hiding from Iraq War Service. All your family could be incinerated. But you go right ahead and support him, okay? Talk about a bad... You know, 36 senators, okay, 35 of them are Democrats, wrote to Bush on Friday urging him not to make the rumored recess appointment because of the lies that this pig has presented under oath. So naturally, if 36 senators, oh, my God, that's more than a third. If 36 senators petitioned the President of the United States, hey, don't do this. Well, of course he's going to do it as soon as he can, which means Monday, which was today. There are not 60 votes, though, that would thwart a filibuster, and Bush knows this. So now America is stuck with this pig, this murderer, this Nazi bastard until January 07. How about that? Huh? Oh, my God. He is one of the most rude, insulting, bullying, tactless, and undiplomatic officials ever to serve at the U.S. State Department. So what does Bush do? Make him ambassador to the UN. See, this is payback. Just like this pig that was just nominated, this religious freak that was just nominated for the Supreme Court. John Roberts, payback. Both Bolton and Roberts, regardless of what other evil, crappy, filthy activity they've been involved in, both of these people did for Bush in 2000 what had to be done. They went to Florida, Bolton in his capacity as a brown shirt, Roberts in his capacity as a legal advisor, both went to Florida and guaranteed that representative government would hit a brick wall. And it did. And it remains flattened against that brick wall. So this is payback for both Bolton and Roberts, regardless of what else they've done. Bolton has a long history. Bolton has been operating since Roberts was in college, for Christ's sake. Bolton is a real, real blood-soaked Elliot Abrams, Ollie North, Negroponte type. Going to Florida and stopping the boat count for Bolton was like you and I going on a picnic somewhere. So it's payback. Remember, one of the things that Bush, the only thing Bush values is loyalty. That's it. If you're loyal to Bush and go home and in a fit of rage murder your wife and your children and your mother and your dog and your canary, Bush will do his damnedest to get you off, because you're loyal. Colin Powell is reported to have opposed the nomination of this freak. And you know one of the reasons why? Because Bolton, when he worked for Colin Powell, requested 10 National Security Agency intercepts aimed at spying on Powell. I guess this little rat bastard figured Powell wouldn't find out about it. And he did. what's this from? Where'd I get this? Is this from John Hanchett, writing at NiagaraFallsReporter.com? Hanchett writes, soon after his appointment in the spring of 2001, Bolton led the derailment of an important bioweapons conference in Switzerland that was supposed to endorse the United Nations proposal to enforce the findings and agreements of the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. Bolton claimed the conference was a risk to American national security because it would allow spot inspections of suspected U.S. biological weapons sites. An assertion that many found strange, since the Bush administration claims our research on biological weapons ended 36 years ago. The gutting of the global enforcement proposals at the 2001 meeting, this is on bioweapons, has hamstrung subsequent enforcement efforts against the spread of bioweaponry, even among our enemies. This is what John Bolton is. He's a warmonger. He's a murderer. He's perfect. He's perfect for the Bush crime family. A warmongering murderer. But you know what? He'll do everything in his power to make sure the queers can't get married.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Greenlight on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. Most of us consider our cell phones to be indispensable, but how should we be dispensing with them when we get new ones? Cell phones contain lead, mercury, arsenic, and other toxic material, and 99% of them end up in landfills. Well, RIPmobile.com has a novel solution. They'll buy your old mobile devices, not for cash, but for digital content or gift certificates from companies like Circuit City. Check out RIPmobile.com.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to mypc.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
It's not that I'm a film snob, it's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or FilmMovement.com and receive 20% off your order plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts. They're like dessert.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. I'm going to get your calls right after this next break. Okay? We're going to go right to the phone calls. Remember, when was it, about 2 years ago, or maybe three, when Bolton accused Cuba of being a hot spot for bioweapons research? Do you remember that? He accused Cuba of transferring biological weapons technology to rogue states and nations and groups that harbor terrorists. And again, this is from NiagaraFallsReporter.com. Bolton hinted that a Caribbean communist nation already possessed weapons of biological warfare, a suggestion that alarmed the Pentagon and the CIA, where it was thought Cuba might someday have such capacity, but had not developed it. But then when they checked into it, when the CIA's top intelligence officer for Latin America and the State Department's chief bioweapons analyst said Bolton was full of nonsense, Bolton tried to get them fired. Oh, and Bolton, for you guys who served in the military, especially in the Vietnam era, if any of you are still right-wingers, Bolton was a big supporter of the war in Vietnam. Of course, he joined the National Guard back then. This was at a time when the National Guard stayed home. Bolton wore his National Guard uniform at a Yale student guidebook photo. Yeah, he's a graduate of Yale, too. At his 25th reunion, he wrote, quote, "I confess I had no desire to die in a Southeast Asian rice paddy. I considered the war in Vietnam already lost," end quote. Jesus. And then this, Hal Crowther, who is a former Newsweek columnist, wrote recently in the Independent Weekly of North Carolina that Bolton is, quote, "simply the Republican fist with its middle finger held erect, a calculated insult aimed at the Democrats, the media, and the world, a rude gesture of unprecedented arrogance and defiance. Is this a coarse joke, irony served White House style? For America's most visible and sensitive diplomatic post, they offered the ultimate anti-diplomat, an obnoxious bully so incapable of diplomacy or common tact that he offends everyone he encounters, Democrat or Republican, ally or enemy. Making him ambassador is like thumbing our nose at the UN, and foreign diplomats understand that." Oh, my God, I hate these people. Every single right-wing agenda move that has existed in this sump hole of neo-fascist politics for the past 30 years has risen to the surface like floaters in your toilet ever since Bush took power. Huh? Haven't they? Every single one. I can remember 35 years ago, billboards all over the South, U.S. out of the U.N. Remember that? Right after the impeachment of Warren hysteria here in the redneck South. Y'all remember that? Sure you do. Every single piece of right-wing tripe and trash that normal, decent Americans have managed to keep the toilet lid on for all these years is now bubbling and rumbling up out of the bowels of the septic tank. Here it comes! And here comes John Bolton. And Rick Santorum and Tom DeLay and Dennis Hastert. It just goes on and on, doesn't it? Floaters. And you wonder why Bush refers to Roe as turd blossom? Please. John Bolton is a liar. In his most recent incarnation, he is a liar. In previous incarnations, he was an enabler for the death of democracy, a representative government. Here, Central America, any place he was told to go destroy things, he did. But like any bully, here's another one. As soon as you confront him and get in his face, this little rat bastard turns tail and runs like the scared little boy that he is. Just like Bush. Remember when our spy plane was shot down and had to land on one of the... Where did it land? On one of the Chinese islands or the Chinese mainland? Remember the China... This is right after Bush took power. Stole the presidency. Remember the Chinese said, apologize. And he said, no, hell no. And then he did three or four times. And finally, the Chinese sent our plane home, cut up in pieces, loaded on a Russian transport plane. Remember that? That was China way back 5 years ago saying to Bush, you mess with us and we will run chopsticks so far into every one of your body orifices, you will think you're a Peking duck.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I don't worry much about Bill O'Reilly. And there are others at Air America who are better at keeping track of O'Reilly. But last week, a caller to O'Reilly's radio show asked why he never had me on as a guest. O'Reilly responded by calling me an idiotic left-wing bomber and a sewer dweller. Why the vitriol? Last time I was on his TV show, he called me a respected journalist. That was 2 weeks before the Iraq War. I was expressing skepticism about Bush's WMD claims. O'Reilly was promoting them hook, line, and sinker. Well, we now know who was correct. Last year, O'Reilly even apologized publicly for having accepted Bush's claims. Is he mad because I was right and he was wrong? Maybe. After all, what does it say about him if an idiotic sewer dweller was closer to the truth about Iraq than he was? For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
This is the Rate Report from Quicken Loans. 2005 brings an unexpected opportunity for homeowners as mortgage interest rates take a sharp drop. A temporary shift in the bond markets has driven interest rates to their lowest level this year. Quicken Loans is currently reporting 30-year fixed rates hovering just above 5%. Call 800-651-5633 right away for the chance to cut your payments by thousands of dollars a year. No one knows how long these rates will last, so don't miss your opportunity to get a 30-year fixed mortgage for just over 5%. Call 800-651-5633 today. The timing couldn't be better. The lowest rates of the year, just in time for home buying season. Call Quicken Loans to take advantage of this short-term drop in rates that could net you long-term savings. Call 800-651-5633 right away. That's 800-651-5633. This is the Rate Report from Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 5.347%.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. While Congress is away, President Bush will play. The president sidestepped the Senate today and used a recess appointment to make John Bolton ambassador to the United Nations. Bush said, quote, "This post is too important to leave vacant any longer, especially during a war and a vital debate about UN reform." Back in April, witnesses testified during Bolton's confirmation hearing that he lost his temper frequently, tried to oust at least two intelligence analysts, and otherwise used his authority improperly. Many Senate Democrats are aggravated at the recess appointment, despite Bolton's having Bush's, quote, "complete confidence."
Democratic Massachusetts Senator Edward M. Kennedy said, quote, it's a devious maneuver that evades the constitutional requirement of Senate consent and only further darkens the cloud over Mr. Bolton's credibility at the UN. Republican Senator George Voinovich agreed with Kennedy, saying, quote, I am truly concerned that a recess appointment will only add to John Bolton's baggage and his lack of credibility with the United Nations. Under the Constitution, a recess appointment during the lawmaker's August break will last until the next session of Congress, which begins in January 2007. President Bush took to the podium at the National Boy Scout Jamboree in Bowling Green, Virginia today. Two troops of scouts from Alaska stood up and cheered loudly for the president. As Bush began to speak about the tragic electrocution that took the lives of four of the troops' leaders, the youngsters' grins faded, and several stared at the ground. Bush told the scouts, quote, the men you lost were models of good citizenship. How to approach dangling fabric? That is the question NASA has been debating for some time about the solidity of the Space Shuttle Discovery's belly. Some engineers worry the material that is protruding from between thermal tiles in two areas beneath the shuttle near its nose could trigger potentially treacherous overheating during reentry. In 24 years of shuttle flight, astronauts have never ventured beneath their spacecraft in orbit and have made few repairs to their ship. As NASA and others ponder the solution to this problem, astronauts replaced a 660-pound gyroscope aboard the International Space Station today. Gyroscopes help steer and control the flight of the space station. There are mysterious and disturbing things along the Pacific coast. This year, marine biologists are seeing higher water temperatures, plummeting catches of fish, lots of dead birds on the beaches, and perhaps most worrisome, very little plankton, the tiny organisms that are a vital link in the ocean food chain. Bill Peterson, an oceanographer with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Newport, Oregon, says the waters near the shores of Oregon are 5 to 7 degrees warmer than normal. Scientists aren't sure if things will swing back to normal next year, but if the phenomenon proves to be long-lasting, the consequences could be serious for birds, fish, and other wildlife. Nathan Mantua, a climate expert at the University of Washington in Seattle, says, quote, if we see this next year, the notion that global warming plays a role in this carries more weight. And Rafael Palmeiro was suspended today for violating Major League Baseball's steroids policy, nearly 5 months after telling Congress, quote, I have never used steroids, period. 2 weeks ago, Palmeiro collected his 3,000th hit, joining Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Eddie Murray. Palmeiro is the seventh and highest profile player to test positive under the Major League policy adopted earlier this year. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Nabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
This is Rachel Maddow. August has barely begun, and Bush is already packing his little rolling suitcase with enough cowboy hats and boots to last him, well, no one knows how long, because the White House has left this an open-ended vacation. And while he's away from the Eastern Seaboard, the Rachel Maddow Show will be poking the underbelly of the right-wing scheme machine just that much harder. In Texas, no one can hear it scream. Tune in Tuesday for the latest news, politics, and sports on the Rachel Maddow Show.
On Air America Radio.
Sending Ambassador Bolton to New York with my complete confidence. Ambassador Bolton believes passionately in the goals of the United Nations Charter to advance peace and liberty and human rights.
Yeah. The only peaceful world to these people is a dead world. Finally tonight, before we go to your phone calls, I've just got to share this with you. And once this is over, we're going to take some calls. 866-303-2270 is the number. The Judas Stephanopoulos show on Sunday, what's it called, this week with George Stephanopoulos? He interviewed Rick the Necromancer Santorum. And when George pressed the Necromancer on his view of working moms as extreme feminists, Santorum caved. Now, I want you to hear this. Stephanopoulos begins this way. They're talking about this corpse-loving freak has a new book out. And George says, let's talk about something else in the book. Radical feminists. Jesus, they won't leave that alone, will they, huh? A second quote from the book, George says. A second quote from the book, you say, respect for stay-at-home mothers has been poisoned by a toxic combination of the village elders' war on the traditional family and radical feminism's misogynistic crusade to make working outside the home the only marker of social value and self-respect. Let's get specific here. Name one or two of these radical feminists who are on this crusade.
Well, I mean, you go back to Gloria Steinem, but I'm trying to remember, can't remember the woman's name. It's terrible. Anyway.
But it's kind of an important point, because you paint this broad brush, radical feminist,
Gloria Steinem, there's one. I mean, there's lots of writings
She's
out there.
She's been on a crusade against stay-at-home moms?
There's lots of writings out there, and there is an opinion by the elite in this country, across academia, across the media, that stay-at-home motherhood is not adequately affirmed and respected by our society.
Where are these radical feminists?
It comes from an elite culture dictated, again, from academia, dictated, again, from the Hollywood culture and the news media that says the only thing that's affirming, the only thing that really counts is what you do at work.
Oh, Jesus. Don't you get sick of that? Wouldn't you like to... I can't say it. If it does come from the news media, you little worm, the news media belongs to your side, okay? And when did feminists ever make working outside the home the only marker of social value and self-respect? I'll tell you when they did. Never. Never. These little castrated half-men like Rick Santorum and his love of dead things... In interpreting what feminists, you know, I'd like to lock him and Germaine Greer in a room together. Even though Germaine now is what she must be approaching late 60s, early 70s. But put Germaine Greer and Rick Santorum in a room someplace in the outback of Australia, and give her a pair of dull sheep shearing
shears and leave them alone for a while. I guess if you don't want to snuggle with a dead, miscarried, dried-out fetus, then you're a radical feminist. But at least Judas Stephanopoulos pursued this little rat bastard around the studio. Name one. Name one. Name one. Well, Gloria Steinem. I can't remember the other woman's name. It's terrible. Anyway, you know, well, and then when he's pushed on, oh, no, well, you know, the Hollywood culture and the news media, the Hollywood academia. How can right-wingers or conservative or so-called Christians or Republicans or Bush supporters, are you people this stupid, really? Are you so willing to watch some half-human like Santorum chase his tail round and round and round and round in front of George Stephanopoulos? Isn't that what the rest of you do? Huh? You're so fixated on this stuff, you morons. Oh, my God, radical feminists have destroyed the family. I'll tell you what's destroyed the family. Christians have destroyed the family. They've ruined it, raped it, murdered it, and stuck a stake in its heart. You want proof? Jesus, I don't have the website anymore, Kathy, but the studies that show the highest divorce rate are in the so-called red states, the most Christianized states. The most Christianized, forget the states, counties, neighborhoods are the ones with the highest rate of adultery, child abuse, spousal abuse, divorce, incest. You people are sick. You're sick. You're sick. You're demonic. But Rick Santorum, the lover of little tiny corpses, can go on television and talk about how radical feminists who made working outside the home the only marker of social value and self-respect are at fault. No. Absolutely not, Santorum. But there's another baby-faced punk, just like Santorum, and that's Ralph Reed. These two together, every time I see Ralph Reed's face or Rick Santorum's face, I don't care what they're talking about. They might be standing there saying, you know, I totally disavow all this right-wing stuff I've been talking about for the past years. Ralph Reed, and I'm sorry, I apologize, I hate Republicans, I hate them all, and now I'm going to kill myself in atonement. Even then I would hate him. You know what I'm saying? Even then. If he committed ritual harakiri on Fox News, I would still hate him. You know, as his insides tumbled out all over the studio floor, I would still hate him. I'd think to myself, you know, the damage you've done, Ralph Reed, the damage you have done to this country. And Santorum's the same way. Same way. Ah-dee-da-dee-da. Jesus, and it's only Monday. All right. Let's do some phone calls. Let's start with Lowell, who's calling from Tampa. Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Once again, you hit the nails right on the head. And by the way, were you actually quoting Santorum or that feminist Nazi witch, Phyllis Schlafly?
No, I
would. That sounds something like she would say.
Well, Santorum probably stole. You know, these right-wingers, they're all plagiarizers. Look at what's your name, the 6-foot-tall sack of human pus, Coulter. Ann Coulter. She steals everything she writes. So I wouldn't be surprised if this came from Schlafly. Go ahead.
Just like that jerk Alan Colmes tried to pressure her about naming two sources or something or other, and she couldn't name. She stonewalled. These people do that on
right because they know that their followers are so stupid, so ignorant, so brain dead, so willing to continue to worship at this filthy altar that they'll do anything that these people tell them to do. People like Rick Santorum or Phyllis Schlafly or Dobson, because at least the queers won't be able to marry.
Also true. But going back to your main point about Bolton, oh boy. I mean, just when I said I would not be surprised by anything that the Bush bunny pants does,
yeah.
He did it again, ruined my breakfast this morning at 10 a.m. announcing this appointment. And I shouldn't have been surprised by that announcement, but there it was on my TV set. And I called my best friend after that, and then he nearly lost his appetite after that as well.
Are you really surprised, Lowell, that Bush?
I shouldn't be, but I was surprised. I'm surprised he did it that quick.
Bush is the original backdoor man.
Yep, and talking about World War III and what have you, like, yeah. this whole thing reminds me of the scenario of the last Star Wars movie, Revenge of the Sith. In place of Chancellor Palpatine or the Emperor, whatever, you have Bush appointing Anakin Skywalker, in this case Bolton, to be the eyes, ears, nose, his eyes, ears, nose, and throat of the Imperial Senate.
You know, I've got to go see that movie. I really do. I haven't seen it yet, Lowell. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. Of course, I wasn't a big. What was the other one, Kathy? Never mind. Lowell, we got to leave there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back. Star Trek. That's all Star Trek.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we understand that everybody's different. And that's why everybody's disability is different. Well, we're different, too. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now, that's a powerful claim. And we prove it every day, all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder. 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. We understand being different, because we're different too. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The second pillar of peace and security in our world is the willingness of free nations to retain aggression and evil by force.
Big Dave from Queen writes, "Dear Mike, while people with good family values can come in a variety of different stripes, there is no denying the empirical evidence that shows that right-wing religious conservatives are astronomically more likely to be child abusers, spousal abusers, and ruiners of families than any group of people in world history. Every single case of child abuse in the church has occurred in conservative diocese run by a conservative Catholic. Almost all instances of child abuse in synagogues occurs in Orthodox communities. The same holds true with Islam, where their right-wing conservative mullahs mutilate and abuse children. Right-wingers grow up dysfunctionally with their human level of growth stunted and destroyed. As adults, right-wingers crave power and need victims to conceal this human dysfunctionalism. So the right-wing conservative consciously and subconsciously imposes his misery on children as if that will make up for the lost years of his own human growth. So when you grow up with a daddy who forces you to play with a dead fetus as a small child, odds are you will grow up to be mentally warped."
Yeah, I would think, Big Dave.
"And the fault," Dave concludes, "lies with the parent." Thanks, Big Dave. I appreciate it. All right. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Hey, Jerry. Wait a minute. Last time I did that, I got three emails. Are you mocking us in Long Island? No, I'm just being funny. Jerry is calling from...
I'm not offended. Don't worry.
No, okay.
I know I have a Long Island accent. People...
That's right. I love Long Island accent. It's a wonderful accent. But, if I say Long Island, people write and say, "Oh, are you smart ass?"
No. Well, the real smart ass is Bush. I mean... pulling this, well, we knew he would. This was predicted. And by the way, when Bush said that sending Bolton to, he was sending Bolton to New York with confidence, well, I'd like to say that we in New York would like to send Bolton back with a vote of no confidence.
I hear that. And the rest of the world would like to do that too, I think, Jerry.
Yeah, well, I have three main points to make quickly about Bolton. First of all, on this whole issue of him lying, I mean, Bolton either lied under oath or under penalty of perjury or both to the U.S. Senate,
mm-hmm.
on the Rovegate-Valerie Plame leak scandal. And you remember what they did with Clinton now? This was the whole thing of Republican right-wingers. So Clinton lied, and he lied under oath.
Yeah.
Just about sex. He lied about sex, and he lied about under oath. Bolton? That there's deafening silence. You don't hear a thing from Republicans about the fact that John Bolton lied under oath.
Well, yeah, but you know why? Republicans are hypocrites. They're demons, demons from hell. They're not normal people. Republicans, conservatives, Bush supporters, they are not normal people, Jerry.
Exactly.
They're sick.
And another thing to remember about Bolton is that he's not just a bully per se. That doesn't bother me. The important thing, and the way that Democrats should really frame the arguments about Bolton, is that he's a bully of the truth, and anyone who dares to tell the truth, which is exactly why Bolton tried to get those intelligence analysts fired, because they dared to tell the truth about weapons of mass destruction. And you're
mm-hmm.
right. In Cuba, The gentleman's name was Mr. Westerman, who he tried to get fired. He either got fired or tried to get fired for telling the truth that Cuba had no weapons of mass destruction. He does this all the time. I have an old New York Times article. I'll just read the headline. The headline says it all. It's from Tuesday, April 26th of this year. Ex-officials say Bolton inflated Syrian danger. There, too, he was trying to say that Syria was trying to acquire weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, Bolton wants some kind of a hot global war. Is he a Christian? Yes. Is he one of these dominionist? Is he one of these rapture freaks?
Armageddonist?
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
I don't either.
See, the next war he's going to be a part of, according to Scott Ritter, Bolton, and this is the scariest thing about Bolton, according to what Scott Ritter was saying back in April, including on Randy Rhoads' show back in April 13th, Bolton, and it was even picked up by local newspaper Newsday on April 24th by one of the editorial writers, Bob Keeler, but anyway... Bolton would be, according to Scott Ritter, Bolton would be a part of any new war plan by the Bush administration to lie America into war with Iran. And what Bolton would do is he would try to bully the UN into imposing sanctions on Iran over the nuclear issue.
Sure.
If the UN refused, as it probably would, then that refusal by the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on Iran would be used as an excuse and a false reason for going to war with Iran now.
It's insane.
It is.
I mean, there are so many people in the Bush inner circle who, by their actions, demonstrate that they're nuts, Jerry. They're crazy. Yeah. They're crazy people. They're just insane. And they want to kill you. They want to kill me. They want to kill anything that moves.
I mean, and isn't it bad enough that Tony Blair and George W. Bush lied us into one unjustified immoral war in Iraq based on information intelligence fixed to fit their policy, as described in the Downing Street memos?
You'd
now
think,
they want to do it in Iran, too? I mean, this is...
You'd think one is enough. I think next they want to go to war with China, maybe North Korea. Jerry, I got to leave there. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. Why you see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. Oh, he's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest Gap employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds, special preview this Sunday at 11 or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next time on The Franken Show, 19-year-old geopolitical security analyst Ryan Morrow shares the wisdom he has gleaned from his years of experience in an especially sarcastic interview. Plus, our regular guest, the grand old man of the blogosphere, Josh Michael Marshall, on the latest unsubstantiated speculation electrifying the internet. That's all on the next Franken.
Talk radio right from the left. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Mike is calling from Woodstock, New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm in Woodstock, New York. We listen to you every night out here on the internet. We really like it, especially your choice of music.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
One thing I wanted to say was I really like listening to your stuff. I get really enraged when I listen to it, but I want all the listeners to note that listening to radio is not the end of what you should do. You should get out there and you should be active. And Mike Malloy is, you're like a jazz artist, the way you go and you peek out and you riff, and I love it. But we have to take that out into the world. That's
my absolutely. Remember, the whole thesis of this program is not to educate anyone, not to be the place you wind up. This is where you come and vent, get recharged if that's what you want to do, and go out and kick ass and take names. I agree with you completely. You know, Radio Schmadio, go do something.
Yeah, I listen to you on White Road Society in the morning. I get up in the morning before I work at home up here, and before I get started, I have a cup of coffee and I listen to you and I get angry, but it's easy enough just to end it there. And we need to be out in the streets and on the barricades fighting because the fascists have taken over.
I'm hoping that September 24th, 5th, and 6th in D.C. will be a turning point. If at that point, with Bush gone now on perpetual vacation and Bolton appointed to the U.N., if there hasn't been another event in this country that Bush can lay off on terrorists and bring about martial law, if that occurs, if there is another event as a result of Bolton's handiwork and the rest of these thugs, then we're in deep doo-doo. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, you know, I just have to say that if this does happen, we're going to be listening to you as a place where there is the one last vestige of free speech, because there's very little. I used to listen to the evening news every night, and as I started to listening to other sources, I began to drift away from it.
Yeah, me too.
I go to you to really get the filter, and also you give me the talking points to talk to other people about this stuff, and that's the real thing that I take away from your show.
Well, that's great, Mike. I'm glad you called in. It was very kind things for you to say, and your basic thesis is right. Don't just listen to this program and sit back and say, "Well, I've accomplished something." Do something about it. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And my best to everybody else in Woodstock, New York, who tunes in. That's nice of you folks to do that. Greg is calling from Cincinnati. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. First off, I want to say, like your last caller, thank you for, you know, giving us this forum to vent and to really say what's on my mind. I originally called about the Valerie Plame case, but after hearing Rick Santorum's little tirade that you played on George Stephanopoulos' show, it's I come from a family of working women. Both my grandmothers worked, my mother worked. You know, this idea of, you know, I did not grow up, you know, with somebody staying at home baking cookies for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, but then again, I'm a threat to family values because, heaven forbid, me and my boyfriend get married.
Well, you know, I grew up in the, essentially in the 50s, and my dad had a job in construction. My mother was a waitress, and I can't tell you how many nights when my mother would go wait tables, you know, we had a babysitter, some teenager from the neighborhood. You know, it just infuriates me when I hear someone like this little pissant Rick Santorum talking about my mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's like you're talking about my mother and my grandmother, who went to work because they had to work.
That's right.
It wasn't a question of, you know, to be perfectly blunt, my grandfather spent most of his money on alcohol. He didn't care if his kids had shoes on their feet. So my grandmother basically got rid of him and went to work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, according to Santorum, your grandmother has destroyed America's families. So wouldn't you like to just, well, no, I can't say it, but you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, and the thing is now it's like, you know, heaven forbid me and my boyfriend get married and he's having health problems and, like, heaven forbid I would be able to collect on his Social Security.
No, that's not allowed.
Yeah, you know, because... you know, their so-called family values, they wouldn't know what a family is if it came up and introduced itself.
That's very true. Unless it was holding a pickled fetus.
Oh, God.
Wasn't that horrible? I mean, taking home the dead fetus that would have been
God. That's the type of thing where you think kids really should be allowed to divorce their parents.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What did I just say? Oh, my God, I said amen. Hey, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it very much, Greg. You take care, okay?
Okay, you too, man. Thanks.
All right. Bob is calling from Queens. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Bob.
You know, one of the biggest applause lines that conservatives get is knocking the New York Times whenever they give speeches.
Right.
Let me remind these conservatives that in 1991, 1992, when Bill Clinton was running in the primaries and then took office, it was the New York Times that first broke the Whitewater case.
That's right. Jeff Gerth.
Right. And no one can explain to me why Janet Reno didn't refuse the Congress that she was dealing with then, which was democratically dominated. Why didn't she refuse to appoint a special prosecutor?
Because the people in the Clinton administration, I'm not saying so much necessarily, I don't want to get into Bill Clinton. Let me just say it this way. The people in the Clinton administration really did believe in the rule of law.
Right.
And as long as the accusation was made and there was a few wisps of smoke coming out of Arkansas, Janet Reno, as attorney general, did what the attorney general was supposed to do. Okay, well, we'll appoint a special prosecutor. But I also think that Janet Reno, before she did that, sat down with Bill and Hillary Clinton and said, now look, level with me. What's in here? And Bill and Hillary Clinton, where it concerned Whitewater, said nothing. There's nothing there. We lost money. It was a stupid little land deal.
Not only that, it happened in 1978 or 79.
Yeah, right,
Attorney
right.
General,
right.
And when was the last time a president got elected in this country and the Congress started investigating something that happened 15 or 16 years ago in his home Hicks state? It never happened before.
Right. Well, the Republicans were not interested. None of these thugs were interested in finding justice on alleged crime committed by the Clintons. What they're interested in doing is what they succeeded in doing, turning America sour on the democratic process so that enough people would just stay home and say, to hell with it, I don't like any of this crap anymore, I'm not going to vote anymore. That's what the neo-fascists wanted. That's what they got. Man, look at the pig that's in the White House
now. One more thing on the New York Times.
Sure.
Judith Miller had a source. Her main source was this Ahmed Chalabi.
Yeah.
She also worked for the New York Times, and they totally carried the water for this administration on the issues of weapons of mass destruction. And yet these Republicans call the New York Times a bastion of liberal and radical.
Oh, sure.
And they actually carried the water for this administration on the issue of weapons of mass destruction.
Look, these right-wingers, they have certain shibboleths that they use, whether it's the New York Times or Hollywood.
Or the UN.
Or the UN or Michael Moore. There are certain touchstones for these right-wingers. And it has nothing...
Or Hollywood.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with truth, nothing to do with reality.
Most of the Hollywood people are complete capitalists.
Well, of course.
And Jane Fonda's been a capitalist for the last 40 years.
Oh, my God, yes.
The workout tape, everything. She's made a ton of money in this country.
See, there you go again. You're trying to find logic and reason in what these morons do, these right-wingers. Don't try that, Bob. It'll
drive reprehensible.
You... I know, and it'll drive you crazy.
Bye-bye.
Okay? All right. Jane Fonda. God, don't they love Jane Fonda, the right-wingers? There's not a right-wing man out there who wouldn't love to go to bed with Jane Fonda. And they all know that a real capitalist like Ted Turner had Jane all tied up, and they would never get any. And that's one of the reasons they hate her. She wouldn't put out. Isn't that the usual reason that right-wing men hate women? Because they perceive that the woman won't, quote, put out, end quote. Huh? Right? Right? Of course. Of course. Absolutely.
I'd answer you, but I'm too busy knitting you a new sweater.
When you finish that, get to work on the cookie dough. Lori is calling from Minneapolis. Lori, welcome to the program. Hey, Lori.
Hey, I called about John Bolton, but I had to say something about Santorum on George Stephanopoulos.
Okay.
Hey, what about Condoleezza Rice, Karen Hughes, who left to be with her family, back at work?
Uh-huh.
Ann Coulter, I think she works pretty hard.
They don't sound like your typical family value ladies, do they?
They work hard.
What?
Family, an awful lot. Anyway, ever since I heard John Bolton was going to be nominated to the UN, I've been hoping that he was going to get appointed because... Mike, maybe I'm naive here, but no one in this country can stop these people. One of your previous colleagues was talking about, you know, how horrible he was, all the lies he is told, how, you know, there's just, the American people can't stop them, nothing can stop them. So maybe he can set me straight, but I'm hoping he'll get into the when he gets into the UN, if the rest of the world has to deal with these psychos, up close, personal.
All right. Well, let me think about that over the break, and I'll try to give you an answer on the air. Thanks a lot for checking in. I appreciate it, Lori. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. By nominating John Roberts to the Supreme Court, the White House thought it could pull another fast one on the American people. After all, Roberts can at least pass as a moderate. But real questions have emerged about his record on human rights, abortion, Jesus Christ. But Democratic senators should not back down. They should insist on complete answers from Roberts. They should demand internal documents that spell out Roberts' own views on issues like abortion and human rights. Let's put the pressure on Roberts to prove he can do a fair job. To read more on the Roberts nomination, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're single, I'd like you to try something. Find three friends or family members and ask them about eHarmony.com. Chances are, you or they know someone that has fallen in love on eHarmony. You might even know one of the thousands that has been married as a result of being matched on eHarmony.
I had some friends who had experienced it, and so I thought, why not give it a shot?
I had a friend of mine say, why don't you give eHarmony a try?
My younger son said, come on, Mom, just try it. What do you have to lose?
Friends and family can be powerful allies when it comes to helping you find the love of your life. So if you're single and curious about eHarmony, ask a friend about us. Or better yet, log on to eHarmony and see for yourself why eHarmony has become the number one relationship site. Do it today and you'll get your $40 personality profile absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Well, the question on the table, and not that I can answer it. You know, I'm not that smart. I'm kind of like Bart Cop. You know, if Bart Cop and I totally merge into one human being, we might have enough brain power to figure some of this stuff out. But individually, we can't do it. I certainly can't. Will the rest of the world deal with Bolton since the U.S. Senate has been rendered impotent on this issue and the American people, except for the folks who call this program as enraged as I am, or try to call this program and can't get through, American people don't care. I'll tell you what you do tomorrow, unless you live like in New York or San Francisco or L.A., possibly Chicago, I don't know. Just stop somebody on the street and say, hey, what do you think of the appointment of this guy, ambassador of the U.N., that Bush made the other day, you know, recess appointment. You know what will happen? The person will look at you like, what? What? Get out of here. I'm on my way to work or whatever, you know. It just doesn't matter. So the question on the table, what will the rest of the world do? I don't know. I have no idea. See? That's how stupid I am. I would like to be a U.N. ambassador from, someplace, Tralfamador. I don't know, some little country. I'd like to be a U.N. ambassador. And every time this bastard opened his mouth, you know, I would demand the floor. I don't know how the rules work in the U.N. I have no earthly idea. But I would want to stand up and rebut everything he said. Plus call him a jackass and his mama a hoe. You know, that's what I would do. I would just stand there. I would take my 50. How much time do you get if you're going to make a speech at the UN, General Assembly? I have no idea. But I would just talk about his mama the whole 15 minutes. I really would. I would just do the dozens on his head so bad that, you know, he would look at me like, wait a minute, I'm a Yale graduate. I say, yeah, well, I'm a street graduate, punk. Wouldn't you love to do that? Wouldn't you just love to get there and talk? Just play the dozens on him. Just whap, whap, whap. Can you do that in the UN? I guess you can't. I'm sorry. I just don't have an answer as to how the UN Diplomatic Corps is going to deal with this guy. You know, he does represent the Bush crime family. And the Bush crime family, for the rest of the world right now, represents America, and America represents death and destruction at the whim of any member of the Bush crime family. Death and destruction in this country, death and destruction on the high seas, death and destruction in the Middle East, in the Far East, in Central, South America, it doesn't make any difference. The rest of the world understands the Project for New American Century. They know who these neocons are. They know that Bolton is a part of that PNAC group. It's us. We're the ones that don't know this stuff. We're the ones that sit around and say, John Bolton, who in the hell is John? John Bolton, well, here, let me Google him. The rest of the world knows who he is. They've known who he is for 25 years. Like most members of the Bush administration, he is an evil bastard. He is evil down to his core. He is about death and destruction. And the rest of the world knows that. And that's why if I were the representative from some little country, maybe named Tralfamador, maybe not, I would just sit there and play the dozens on his head every chance I got. God, I was thinking about some of those old rhymes. I can't say them on the radio because they're just so mega nasty. Mike is calling from Wisconsin. Mike, welcome to the program.
Mike, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just loud and clear, 5x5. Let her rip, pal.
Okay, very good. First of all, really, really enjoy your show. I listen to it as much as I can.
Thank you.
I work shift work in a paper mill, so I don't get to hear you real a lot, but I try and get in as much as I can.
Well, you know, you can download this program anytime you want. Just go to whiterosesociety.org. It's all there. Download it on your computer and listen at 3 in the morning, 10 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I have done that already, and I've also taken them and listened to them at work.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Okay. Reason I'm calling is you mentioned Star Trek before, and I emailed you before. I don't know if you ever got it, but one of the episodes, and I think there might be more than one, I remember specifically called Breads and Circuses, where Mr. Spock clearly mentions World War III. And I just wanted to say I hope it never happens, but with this, and I love when you call them the crime family, I hope it never happens. And I hope that, I know it's just a TV show, but it's kind of makes you think a little bit in a way.
Oh, these people scare me to death. You know, I try to whistle past the graveyard in here every night by getting crazy and yelling or little attempts at humor. These people scare me worse than I've ever been scared in my life, Mike.
Yep, I agree. And when I'm driving around town and see people with stickers on that supported this guy.
Well, don't you want to just scream?
Yeah, I'm ready to tear the steering wheel off the car. It's just ridiculous. And we have a lot of friends, too, that think he's just great, but yet, you know, what are you going to do? And they think, oh, where are your friends? You know, and they call us, want us to come over and stuff, but they just think he's great.
I can't. I don't have any friends left who feel that way. I had some friends who thought Bush was okay, and I had to separate myself from them. And they had to separate themselves from me too.
Yeah, we keep it to a minimum, and we don't know what would happen if they ever found out our true feelings. My sister and I, they probably disown us. But,
I hear you loud and clear. Hey, Mike, I got a break here. Listen,
okay.
thanks
thank
for checking. Thank you, and
thanks
for tuning in. Take care. We have a break here. We'll be back for the final hour. Stick around, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Beloit. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
I'm Mike Rowe. My life's a mess.
You're going to get really mucky and ucky.
Did you say mucky and ucky?
Yeah.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
But that is just the way I like it.
That is a very unique smell.
Because I'm the host of Dirty Jobs, Discovery's new series that salutes the unsung heroes who get their hands dirty every day.
You're going to get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Dirty Jobs.
That stinks a little.
So it's not you?
Tomorrow at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. A seriously flawed and weakened candidate are the words Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid used to describe John Bolton. President Bush used a recess appointment to make John Bolton the official ambassador to the United Nations. Bush said, quote, "This post is too important to leave vacant any longer, especially during a war and a vital debate about UN reform." During Bolton's April confirmation hearing, witnesses testified Bolton frequently lost his temper, tried to oust at least two intelligence analysts, and otherwise improperly used his authority. Many Senate Democrats are aggravated at the recess appointment, despite Bolton having Bush's, quote, complete confidence. Republican Senator George Voinovich said, quote, I am truly concerned that a recess appointment will only add to John Bolton's baggage and his lack of credibility with the United Nations. Under the Constitution, a recess appointment during the lawmaker's August break will last until the next session of Congress, which begins in January 2007. Iran has agreed to a two-day delay in reopening its nuclear processing plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency has been urging Iran not to jeopardize its negotiations with the European Union. The UN's Atomic Energy Agency chief, Mohammed El-Baradei, urged Iran to continue the negotiation process with European negotiators and not take any action that might stall the process at this critical stage. So far, it has worked. Britain, Germany, and France have been negotiating with Tehran in an attempt to persuade the country to drop its enrichment program in return for incentives. And the Air National Guard is the thorn in the Pentagon's side. Rumsfeld's Air National Guard plan is expected to hit the president's desk sometime this September. Rumsfeld's proposal would shift people, equipment, and aircraft at 54 sites where Air Guard units are stationed. Half would grow, with the rest slated for closure or downsizing, including many units that would continue to exist with no planes assigned to them. Pennsylvania and Illinois have filed lawsuits to stop the Air Guard changes, arguing the federal government is out of bounds because it failed to consult the states. Other states are expected to join the fight. Roughly 106,000 members serve in the U.S. Air National Guard. Saudi Arabian King Fahd died today at the age of 84. His half-brother, 81-year-old Crown Prince Abdullah, is his successor. The prince has been helping the king run the country since he suffered a stroke in 1995. The White House was informed of Fahd's death about 2:30 a.m., and President Bush was told when he began his workday in the Oval Office at about 7. Bush called Abdullah and expressed condolences over Fahd's death and congratulations on his accession. Prince Abdullah, now King of Saudi Arabia, initiated changes in his country after September the 11th, which was carried out by the 19 Arab hijackers. 15 of them were Saudi Arabian. And Novak has gone into defense mode. The syndicated columnist admits he revealed Valerie Plame's name even after an agency official told him not to. Novak says he was never warned that naming former CIA undercover operative Valerie Plame would endanger her or anybody else. Novak broke his silence on the controversial case in a column today. His comments come 2 years after he first disclosed Plame's identity in an article citing two senior Bush administration officials as sources. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next time on The Franken Show, 19-year-old geopolitical security analyst Ryan Morrow shares the wisdom he has gleaned from his years of experience in an especially sarcastic interview. Plus, our regular guest, the grand old man of the blogosphere, Josh Michael Marshall, on the latest unsubstantiated speculation electrifying the internet. That's all on the next Franken.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This was just sent to me. It apparently appeared on the Fox News website. I'll just read you a couple of sentences. This is under the headline: Pentagon to increase domestic surveillance for counterterrorism. Of course, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but it just appeared on this particular article. Just appeared on Fox News' website, and someone sent it to me. It says the Department of Defense has developed a new strategy in counterterrorism that will increase military activities on American soil, particularly in the area of intelligence gathering. The move is sparking concern among civil liberties advocates and those who fear an encroaching military role in domestic law enforcement. And it goes on. The Posse Comitatus Act that was written after the Civil War to prevent the use of Northern troops for law enforcement in the South. And the fact that the Posse Comitatus has been one of the defining characteristics of American society. We do not use the military for law enforcement. We are one of the few countries in this hemisphere that never has. Including, of course, Canadians. I don't think they have either. But you can make the case, the argument, I'm sure it would be a strong one, that every other country in the Western Hemisphere has. Countries in Africa have. Countries in Asia have. Do. Still. Countries in Europe have. But as far as I know, we have not used the military for domestic law enforcement. The Bush crime family is ending that. This is the part that really, really does scare me. I can come across like a wild man, or ironic, or whatever. But this is really scary stuff. The strategy, it says here, approved by Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England, argues that the government needs a multi-layered preventive approach to national defense in order to combat an unconventional enemy that will attack from anywhere, anytime, and by any conceivable means. See, this is their argument. Ah, these dirty bastards. Aren't they dirty bastards? Aren't they just filthy to the core? Do you know what that means? The military in this country, whether we choose to acknowledge this or not, is being prepared for a domestic law enforcement role. A domestic law enforcement role that will be put into full effect when Bush or one of these other psychopaths declares martial law. Now, do you think The first 10 or any of the amendments to the U.S. Constitution apply when the military decides to conduct law enforcement. Do you think that the military will, in any country, but especially here, will respect your right to a jury trial if they charge you with something? Huh? We've got two or three examples already of people who have been held incommunicado in this country. Hamdi is one of them. For months, years, charged with nothing, or charged with something that would not stand up under the most cursory grand jury indictment. People, impossible to get indictments against because there's no there. Military doesn't work that way. Military works on chain of command. Get in the truck because I tell you to get in the truck, and the reason I tell you to get in the truck is because my superior officer told me to tell you to get in the truck. Get in the truck or I will kill you. Very simple. That's it. Don't argue. Get in the truck. This is the part that scares me. Beyond belief. Beyond belief. Okay. Let me see here. John is calling from California. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm a Christian conservative, and I just want to say that I'm with you on the Bush crime family, and President Bush is a lying, treasonous criminal. And I wanted to ask you if you knew, because I just listened to your show tonight, if you knew or if you've heard that the Bush crime family and the neocons actually allowed the September 11th attacks to happen as a pretext for their New World Order.
You're kidding.
Oh, sure. I mean, look into the evidence. Look at all the warnings.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second, John. I was being a snot right there. That's been a theme of this program for the past, 3 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. I'm talking about the Project for the New American Century, and I just wanted to tell you, look, I'm a Christian conservative, but I'm not a blind cheerleader for these criminals, and this is just absolutely horrendous what they're doing.
Well, I'm having a hard time trying to understand. When you say you're a Christian conservative, do you mean you're a follower of Christ or you're a follower of Dobson and Falwell and Robertson and the rest of these pigs?
No, I'm a follower of Jesus.
Okay, if you're a follower of Jesus, then why do you call that conservative? Jesus was a liberal. I mean, look at
conservative today. I mean, I'm against the gay agenda. I'm against, abortion, things like that.
Wait. As long as you called in. What is the gay agenda?
Well, they want to have gay marriage and pretty much just get everybody to say that being gay is normal and push it on the children.
Push what on children? Push what on children? As far as wanting to get married, yeah, that's a function of the state. That has nothing to do with religion. Haven't you ever heard of a preacher or a rabbi or any religious person when they're doing a ceremony in a church or a synagogue or a temple, when the preacher finally says, "Now by the power vested in me by the state of California"? Getting married is not a religious function. It has a religious aspect for those who want it. It's a function of the state. Now, let me ask you, you call yourself a conservative. Do you see anything wrong with two people? I don't care if they're two men, two women, or a man and a woman, wanting to work and build a future together, build up assets, invest in the stock market, buy a home, be able to leave their assets to each other, be able to visit each other if they're sick in the hospital, be able to have the final say if they're a committed couple on whether or not they should get heroic measures if they become ill. Is there something wrong with that?
Well, you do raise a lot of good points.
No. Is there something wrong with that?
I don't think that the...
Okay, then you're not a Christian conservative.
What do you think I am?
I don't know. But how would gay marriage hurt you? What if two committed people decide they want to get married?
Because we're having it being accepted as normal.
It is normal! What's abnormal about love?
Oh, it's a perverted kind of love.
Oh, Jesus! Goodbye, John. Don't ever call me again. You're out of here. Oh, I try. Don't I try? Kathy, didn't I try? Did I try? Open the mic and say it before I freak here.
You tried. You tried. You did try. And the point I always want to make with these folks is, do you really think that gays are somehow a threat to children? Which is absurd, but if you believe that, wouldn't the kids, by your own logic, be safer if the gays were married? Am I wrong here?
No. You know, Jesus, I can't. Why? How does that happen? He spoke in complete sentences. He sounded like someone who had a fairly average education and intelligence. How can you come across like, how can you talk about the gay agenda? What's the gay agenda? Oh, they want to get married. Oh, my God! Really?
I got one word for you. Was it?
What, him? That guy? You think so? I'll tell you who's a Christian conservative, my friend. Rick Santorum. What do you think is weirder? Two men wanting to share their life together, or two women, or somebody that brings home a dead fetus for the children to play with? Huh? Quick now. Answer me. Huh? Which one is weird? Which one has a really perverted agenda? I see, the guy got me sidetracked, but I just don't get that. I don't understand. I've tried to understand what it is that makes people freak out about two men or two women wanting to live together, get married, spend their life together, commit to each other, just like a man and a woman. What?
Objection.
What?
Objection.
Kathy's
got to take something for that cold.
Kathy's trying to say something. I don't know. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
The siren of the ambulance, the deadpan of the cops. Chalk to mark the outline where the boy first drops. Beware the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death the virus gets more deadly than before. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420, ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award-winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't like
George W. Bush would be known as a
talking about
on the front pages of non-Muslim.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's
1-866-492-2500. Need some wood?
Twenty-one past the hour. I want to back up a little bit here, Kathy. I want to put that George Stephanopoulos back and forth with Rick the Necromancer Santorum that you played earlier this evening. This is from Sunday's... what's his show? This Week with George. I want you to hear this again. I have a reason for it. After we hear it again, I want to make a comment. Stephanopoulos begins by saying to Rick Santorum, Rick is there to tout his book. George says, let's talk about something else in the book. Radical Feminist, the second quote from the book, you say, respect for stay-at-home mothers has been poisoned by a toxic combination of the village elders' war on the traditional family and radical feminism's misogynistic crusade to make working outside the home the only marker of social value and self-respect. Let's get specific here, Senator. Name one or two of these radical feminists who are on this crusade.
Well, I mean, you go back to Gloria Steinem, but I'm trying to remember, I can't remember the woman's name. It's terrible. Anyway.
But it's kind of an important point, because you paint this broad brush, radical feminist,
Gloria Steinem, there's one. I mean, there's lots of writings out there.
She's been on a crusade against stay-at-home moms.
There's lots of writings out there, and there is an opinion by the elite in this country, across academia, across the media, that stay-at-home motherhood is not adequately affirmed and respected by our society.
Where are these radical feminists?
It comes from an elite culture dictated, again, from academia, dictated, again, from the Hollywood culture and the news media that says the only thing that's affirming, the only thing that really counts is what you do at work.
No, you lying bastard. I'll tell you where it comes from, Senator Rick, you sick, degenerate thug. It comes from right-wing conservatives who tell single mothers to get off their lazy asses and go to work. It comes from people like you, Santorum, you filthy animal. How many women in this country who, as a result of a bad choice or an abusive husband or someone in the family who was hooked on drugs or an abusive parent, or whatever the reason, none of which is any of your business, Santorum, but she winds up, this woman, on her own, with a kid or two, trying desperately to be a mother, and you son of a bitch, you and your ilk come around and say to this woman, no money for you, bitch, go to work! And then you have the audacity to blame it on the Hollywood elite, or the media, or Gloria Steinem, or your own mother? Ah, you pig. Ah, Santorum, you are just subhuman. I swear to God. Women who don't have a chance because of this society. Who are told, stay with your husband, bitch! Because if you try to get away and get on welfare, it ain't gonna last. And then we're gonna make you get a job. This is America. This is Christ's America. This is Christian America. If you can't survive on your own, die! And take your little bastard with you. I hate these right-wingers. I hate them with a passion that sometimes scares me. I have to stay home a lot now. Do you know that? I really do. I have to stay home because I'm afraid if I go to Sears Service Center or if I go to the grocery store or if I'm standing online in a movie theater and I hear one of these right-wingers. Let me tell you what happened tonight. You regular listeners know that every night right before the program, I take Molly for a walk through the neighborhood here while Kathy is pulling sound bites and doing stuff like that. And this is a little 45-minute thing that Molly and I do, half an hour, 45 minutes. And we usually go to a local coffee shop that has a sidewalk thingy, and, you know, I'll get some coffee and sit out in front. And she'll have her little 4-ounce bottle of half water and half apple juice and a little container of puffs, you know, those little fruit or vegetable little puffs things that she can eat now. And we'll sit there. She's in her stroller, and I'm sitting there, on, you know, and we watch the people go by, and it's a lot of fun. Because Molly's a pretty personal little kid, and she'll wave and smile and freak people out. And I like to watch it happen. So we did that tonight. And on the way back, we walked past a Chick-fil-A. Don't start on me, I understand. But anyway, I smelled that that chicken. I thought, God, for $2.50, I'm going to get a chicken sandwich. I'll throw the bun away. So I went in and got a chicken sandwich. And I'm standing there online, and there's one white man in front of me. I didn't like him as soon as I came up behind him. And I got Molly in the stroller. And the white guy is talking to the clerk, who happens to be Latino, and he's saying to the clerk, well, you know what? There's 9 cents tax on this. Well, you know what taxation is, don't you? That's the power to destroy. And the Latino clerk looks at him and, yeah, okay, sir, you know, right. And right at that moment, I wanted to attack him. But how much damage can you do with a plastic fork? You know what I'm saying? You don't know. No, you don't know.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Our fearless Republican leaders have bungled national security by outing CIA agents and underfunding Homeland Security. What's their next great idea? Bombing Muslim holy sites. Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo recently said the U.S. should respond to Islamic terrorism by trying to, quote, take out their holy sites, unquote. Wait, did he really mean bombing Mecca? Yep, Tancredo accuses anyone who disagrees of being a politically correct Al-Qaeda hugger. But you know what his critics really are? Realists. Realists who know that blowing up holy sites would fuel extremist anger. Who know that it's a wee bit irresponsible for a U.S. congressman to advocate bombing Islam's holiest city. By now, Tancredo should know indiscriminately attacking Arab cities and nations only helps fuel terrorism. Unfortunately, this is a lesson some Republicans have yet to learn. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated,
located. There are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello. I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Maturity Report.
Now, the reason that the right-wing message is so easy to digest is because it allows you to be a dick. You get to be a dickhead. And you get to pretend you have the moral high ground. You get to pretend you're patriotic. You get to put bumper stickers on your car and a flag on your front porch and all of these things, and you can intimidate people with that. And all the while, you don't have to do anything for yourself, your family, your friends, and the world at large.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Don't wanna see.
Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
Shut up. Yeah, those moms who just say to hell with children. Gloria Steinem has completely ruined me. How old's Gloria Steinem now? She's in her 70s, isn't she? These right-wing pigs, I swear to God, can't they come up? Santorum can't even remember who it was he used as an example in his book that someone else probably wrote for him. But, I mean, to reach back to the 60s and come up with Gloria Steinem. Oh, my God. Oh, never mind. To hell with it. Lane is calling from Long Island. Lane, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks once again for proving that everything conservatives say or believe is completely wrong.
It's sick, in addition to being wrong.
It's sick.
It's anti-Christian. It's anti-Jewish. It's anti-everything. They're sick, degenerate thugs.
It's anti-human.
There you go.
And aren't clergy a threat to children? Wasn't that all in the news about...
I'll tell you what, if I were a Catholic and had children, I would make my kids go to a temple somewhere. I'd keep them the hell away from the biggest threat. The biggest threat to the children of Catholics has not been, street pedophiles. It's been the priests in their own church. It's incredible.
So Christian clergy are a threat to children, and they're worried about the gays.
Well, of course.
I wanted to mention about Star Trek, since I'm a fan. I think one of the reasons that Star Trek has an enduring popularity is because of the type of society that's portrayed in the show, which is a very progressive, liberal type of society. It's a society where the pursuit of knowledge is held in high regard as opposed to the pursuit of wealth. Everybody is very educated and knowledgeable. Everybody's provided for. Everybody is equal. It's democratic. People who are different are accepted. The idea of family is not just who you're related to, but anyone who is close to you. I believe in shared responsibility, mutual respect, helping strangers, even if it's a risk to yourself. And those are all values in Star Trek, and those are all values that progressives share.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just wanted to point that out, and I think that's one of the reasons Star Trek is popular with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so. Star Trek, you know, when Star Trek came out, I was just busy trying to, I was married, I had a kid or two, I was in school, I was working crappy jobs, just struggling to survive, and I just didn't, I missed out on it. And I'm sorry I did, because I know that Star Trek is a cultural phenomenon. I'm talking about the TV series. I've seen a couple of the movies, and I thought they were kind of cool, because I love science fiction movies.
Yeah.
But, I just kind of missed it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But Kathy tells me, quite a lot of the original Star Trek stuff, she caught in reruns and stuff like that, and she's... explained the whole phenomenon to me, and I think it's kind of cool. It's just that I missed it the first go around. That's why sometimes I sound incredibly ignorant about Star Trek. I just didn't see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think a lot of the liberal ideas that were on a lot of the shows were, I think, one of the strong things about.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And you know, and that's, you don't see that in popular culture in this country.
That's
it's
true.
All about competition and getting what's yours, and violence and stuff. And Star Trek was always about, well, let's work it out. Let's figure it out. Let's not just go blasting away. And that's why And even in Next Generation and some of the later shows, it was like that. So
yeah.
I think that's why Star Trek was...
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Thanks, Lane. I appreciate it. Take
sure,
care.
Keep up the good work, Mike.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Another fun thing about Star Trek was it had the first, I believe, black woman on television, Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura, who was from the Bantu Republic or something cool like that, I remember. And a lot of times this was the first black character people saw on television, and a lot of young children.
In an ongoing series.
Yes, and a lot of young children were influenced by that. And thought, oh, my God, look, there's a black lady on television, Mama, and she's not playing a maid. You know, it was a woman in a major role.
Yeah.
And it was a whole, you know, the whole idea of having aliens and whatever, it was a very thin metaphor for racial tolerance.
I hear you. Yeah. Caroline is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Caroline, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thank you. And thank you for ranting by night for those of us that rant by day. Really appreciate it. Truly. Because, you know, by the time the evening rolls around, you're really tired, but you keep it going. So really appreciate that. Couple of things. One, well, I'm jotting notes as these callers are calling in. Well, one of the things I want to say, too, is, well, conservative Christian caller. You know, it's really interesting because, and this was the point that I originally had called in, is that it feels like, you know, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And
The 50s
all over again. You know, and I'm just wondering, since you mentioned you are a child of the 50s, does it feel like that? Like, I mean, does that mean now that we're going, I mean, because Iraq is beginning to look like Vietnam, you know, it's like, oh, this is so familiar. I mean, you think about the homophobia, you know, I mean, they're so homophobic unless the doors are closed, right?
Well, I'll tell you how it doesn't feel like the 50s.
Please.
What doesn't feel like the 50s is everything is ramped up. It's kind of like... all the bad stuff of the 50s has been injected with methamphetamine, and it's all speeding. I mean, it's so ugly. I know that there was talk in the late 50s, early 60s about the U.S. military. I think it was called Operation Northwoods. U.S. military staging an attack on this country and blaming it on Cuba. The assassination of Kennedy. The 50s really didn't end. As far as I'm concerned, until November 22nd, 1963. That's when the 50s ended. All the stuff that happened in the 50s, so much of it, since we were not wired the way we are now, there was television, some, there was radio, some, but we got stuff, really current news was stuff that we read about in the paper that occurred a day or two previously. So there was a little bit of lag time between an event and the reporting of the event, and then further lag time in the absorption of that event. We don't have that anymore. Everything is instantaneous.
Right.
Plus, I think we had some decent leadership. We had some sick leadership, but we had some decent leadership in this country in the 50s still, in the 40s and the 50s. There were some decent Republicans. There were some decent Democrats. There were some real murderers and killers, too, in the Democratic Party, the Southern Democrats. Mm-hmm. The Southern Democrats were just slime and scum and filth. I would have thrown my lot in with Northern Republicans long before I would have thrown my lot in with Southern Democrats back in the 50s had I been, you know, politically conscious. But to answer your question quickly, I think things are just everything's on speed right now. Like injected with methamphetamine, and we have nukes now. We have the United States is seen. We're seen as our own enemy.
Right.
They're going to put troops out to enforce the law on the streets of America. This is sick stuff. This is, you know, anybody
revolution.
Who's...
Revolution. It's time for revolution.
Or it's time for
long been time for revolution.
You or know, it's time. Or it's
seeing
it's time.
In other countries, we're watching it. You know, in other countries, happening. When the same issues that happen here happen in other countries, all of a sudden, you know, it looks different. I don't know why people don't get it here.
I don't either. If not revolution, it certainly is. It might be time for an exodus.
Yes, mass exodus. You know, the other thing I just want to say real quick is, you know, this attack on choice and women at this point right now. And the thing that's amazing to me is, you know, it continues to be framed as a women's issue. But the thing is that it's really not. This affects everyone, in the sense that if only all of those jerks, is what I'm going to say right now so I can stay on the line, but if all of their mistresses could not have abortions and they legally had to pay for and let everyone know how many, you know, in quotes, illegitimate children they have out there, because, you know, the right to an abortion would be true. You know, no one would have a right, not even not even money. If that happened, then perhaps, you know, maybe people would understand. I mean, imagine, again, you know, and not to go to the extreme that, and I'm not sure who you were talking about that took a dead child fetus home.
Oh, that's Rick Santorum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a sick man. He's just absolutely sick. Hey, listen, there's some music. I got to leave it there, Carolyn. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate you checking in.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate. End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 9 before the hour. Hello. Thanks to our crew, program engineer in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fizikas is our associate producer. He's the he's on the firing line, answers your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch at White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to the crew. And our executive producer, of course, Catherine Day. Ellie is calling from Rhode Island. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
We're still on.
Yes, you are.
Question is, what happens to family values when something happens to Dad? Hasn't men's life expectancy actually increased as a result of women sharing the burden of bringing in the bacon?
I would think, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know of a woman who had to go to work because her husband got sick. Now, what are you supposed to do in a case like that? The women are generally...
Well, according to people like Rick Santorum, I guess what the woman is supposed to do is to cover her head and put on a dark dress and go in the basement and pray that somehow the angels will come down and bring food and pay the mortgage payment and the light bill and keep the phone turned on. I don't know.
Well, usually when the woman has to go out and earn some money so the family can survive and stay together, she's making less money.
That's right.
And she never does seem to be able to catch up. I'd just like to say that I admire that woman that's up in that space station. She misses her kids, but I admire her. And I admire women who are able to go to Congress and do battle with Rick Santorum.
Yeah, I admire them too. I admire anyone who can do battle with vermin like Rick Santorum. Absolutely.
I'm really put out about this Supreme Court nomination being who it is and not a woman. And I don't think it's right that a woman should be nominated just for the sake that we need women's voices, but we do.
Of course we do.
And there's just not enough qualified women because women haven't been given the equal opportunity.
I think there are plenty of qualified women. Women dominate the society. Women are, 51-52% of the population.
I'm talking about for the position.
Oh, I think there are plenty of qualified women, but we still live in a sexist society. We still live in a misogynistic society, and we will as long as we send pigs like Rick Santorum to the United States Senate.
Well, I'm afraid that if people don't come down to Atlanta in March, women just might lose their right to vote before the 2008 election. I hope you'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's coming up this Saturday.
But I mean, as far as getting the publicity out for it, I hope that you will mention it.
We'll do it. We'll mention it every day this week, starting tomorrow.
I might have missed it when you mentioned it tonight.
I didn't tonight. We're going to start tomorrow night talking about it. As a matter of fact, my colleague Randy Rhodes is coming down here, I believe.
That's how I found out about it.
Yeah, and we'll be, I think we're going to march together.
Good.
All right, thanks, Ellie.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a nice evening. Yeah, we'll start talking about it tomorrow night, right, Kathy? Carol is calling from Washington State. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the program. Hey, Carol. Okay, put Carol back on hold. She's listening to radio, which is cool. We'll try to come back. Nathaniel is calling from New York. Nathaniel, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing, man?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Listen, I don't know if your screen will tell you, but I mentioned about Bolton, but I wasn't really that interested in him. My friend and I, you know, we listened to you. Well, a lot of guys listened to you. But we were trying to figure out whether you were black or white, you know. He thought you were black. I said, no, I think he's white. But you come up with so many terms, man. Like, where did you get dozen from?
No, I'm predominantly white.
Yeah, okay. I've got them, but words, stuff like that, man.
In the neighborhood I grew up in,
yeah.
We used to, that's what we called it back then. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We called it the dozens. And I can't repeat what we used to say. I can't do it on the air.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, when we were in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and the teacher would overhear us playing the dozens, black kids and white kids, the teacher would step in and threaten to, make our mamas or our daddies come it was awful, but I loved playing the dozens, man.
They had some stuff, man.
It was fun.
Yeah. Another thing, Mike.
Wait a minute. Okay. I got so good at it. There was this kid, this black kid, his name was Ray Wolford. He was a big, tall boy. As a matter of fact, when we all went on to high school together, and he played on the basketball team, but he was real tall, light-skinned, black kid, and he was better than me. And one day we got into it, and it was back and forth and back and forth. And I could feel him. He was getting me. He was getting me good. He was getting me. He was making me feel down, making me feel bad. And this little group of kids gathered around us, you know, and the black kids were cheering him on. The white kids were cheering me on. And finally, when he really scored on me hard, I looked at him. I said, "Well, at least my mama's not black." And he punched my lights out! He punched my lights out! This is back when you didn't say somebody's mama was black! You could say anything, but you didn't say your mama's black!
Black! Don't ever call me black!
Woo!
Boy, you used to get so when you get down and you had nothing to say, you know?
That's right.
Hey, tell me, I'm your daddy! You say, well, might be my daddy, but I'm your mama.
I got to leave there, Nathaniel. I got to go. Thanks, Nathaniel. At least my mama ain't black. Oh, damn. I got a butt whipping that day. Woo! Woo! I'll say, well, he was bigger than me. I'll see you tomorrow night, True Seekers. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Take care. Watch your back.
How old are you?
I'm 1,000 years old!
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest Gap employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds. Special preview this Sunday at 11 or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
but the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
No, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you.